are now listening to Next on Scene. Next on Scene is tomorrow's scene today, from up-and-coming products, designers, talent, musicians, celebrities, you name it, we want to showcase it. Are you next? Get Next on Scene with Jay-Z today. Welcome back, Next on Scene. I am so excited to have an awesome guest on the line, Sarah Hawkins, who is going to be telling us all about how to get our ideas accomplished. I feel like in this world today, we have so many goals that we set out for ourselves, but we almost get overwhelmed. So Sarah Hawkins is going to come on the line today to tell us a little bit about what she does and how she consults people on how to accomplish their ideas and get them done. So stay tuned, and we'll be back with Sarah very shortly. All right, Next on Scene, I officially have Sarah Hawkins on the line, and we are going to learn all about how to take our ideas and get them accomplished. Right, Sarah?
That's it.
I'm so excited to have you on today.
Good to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about what True North Business Management is about.
All right. Well, True North Business Management, we're a project management and operations consulting firm. And so what we do is we streamline operations to help people grow their business, and we help with goal setting, planning, and accountability. And then we also have the services where we handle the back-end operations for folks so that they can focus on the business of their business. Because I don't know, have you ever heard of the book, The E-Myth? I forget who wrote it, but it's like one of these popular one of the original kind of small business entrepreneur, and the E-Myth is like the entrepreneur myth. And the idea is, like, if you make really excellent pies, you can be a really excellent pie maker, and you should go into business doing that. But like, a pie making business has nothing to do with making pies.
Right.
It has to do with having a bit. So you got to figure out how to like distribute and how to scale up. Like, you know, if you make a single pie or two pies, it's very different than, you know, having an order for 10 pies and, you know, getting them out the door and the whole billing and marketing and all the stuff that's involved.
No, that's so fascinating because you already, I mean, a pie business, right? It's not just baking the pies. It's how many pies to bake and where you're distributing them and, you know, when to remake them, right?
Yep.
I love that. That's so fascinating.
Pies on hand that you have to, you know, yeah. And so this is so true about, you know, people go into business because they're doing a thing that they love to do, not because they know how to run a business. And so most people start off and they just kind of like wing it. They figure it out as they go. Nothing wrong with that, but often what happens is you get to a point where it's like, oh my God, I need help, because you either need to grow, you want to grow, or you just happen to like suddenly be getting busy. And this is true for like one of my clients. She hired me because she was like, oh my God, I suddenly landed all of this business and I can't continue to do things the way that I was doing it before and expect to succeed in this new environment. So she brought me on board to help kind of systematize what she already knew how to do, but to just make it in so that it wasn't in her head anymore. And there was a process in place where she could just reach out and implement things as it was time.
Interesting. So you almost help on both sides. So if I'm coming to you with a new business and need a business strategy, you can help with that. But if I'm also like, I've already been established and now I'm looking to revamp, you can help do that too.
Yeah, I'm less of a business strategist in, you know, helping a person. I work more with established businesses.
Got it.
Yeah. I used to work with newer businesses, but I've streamlined. You know, it's one of those, you got to choose who it is you're going to work with. And so my focus is now working with people who've been in business for a period of time, usually 5+ years. They've already been doing their thing. And then it's really like the level up and a growth plan.
That's cool. That's probably really fun to do because they're kind of at their plateau. So they're looking of how to get better and bigger and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. That's so fascinating.
Yeah, there's like an exciting, it is. It's a fun job because it's helping people like realize their dreams, get their ideas done, which, you know, ideas to done is my tagline. And so helping people get their ideas done, it's really fun because folks have these ideas, dreams of projects that they want to do or whatever it happens to be, and then to help them get there is really very satisfying.
Right. So obviously when you work with, because you're working with all different types of businesses, different backgrounds, what is a standard tip that you would give to a general, to anybody when it comes to transferring your ideas into the done process? Is there one routine thing that you always suggest?
Yeah, the biggest thing is get it out of your head. And it's really surprising to me how many people walk around with everything in their head. And so my first thing is, what kind of system or process, the first thing that I ask people is, what sort of system or process are you using to keep track of your ideas and your plans and your task lists and your to-do lists and your daily stuff? Like, what are you doing? And it really is amazing how many people just kind of keep that in their head, where they write a daily list, and then just every day it's a new list, and there isn't kind of a master list anywhere to, like, 3 years go by and they're like, oh yeah, I was going to do that thing, and then, they wrote it down but just didn't follow up.
Right.
There wasn't a process in place.
Right.
So that's what I do. I help with, identifying a system that works.
I love it.
Folks are always like, well, which one should I use? I'm like, well, I don't know. You have to find the one that works for you. Because some people are visual and they like to have, a whiteboard or something up there so that they can see it. Other people are very tactile, and so the writing of the notes is good. Other people work really well with online tools. And there are a gazillion things. And so what I do is I find out, I kind of tuck in there and find out which thing might be the best fit, and then I make a couple of recommendations, and then I ask them to try them out and pick one and just live with it for a little while.
Right, and let it set in, let them get settled with the new routine and try it out. No, that's awesome. So I would almost say, like, my next question was going to be, like, what differentiates you as a, business management type of company? And mm-hmm. I would say that it really seems like you go by the people's strengths of whether it's online, writing, all of that stuff, and you almost test those different areas, right, into something they're not comfortable with or something they are comfortable with.
Yeah, I mean, it varies there. So yeah, I do that kind of what we just talked about with helping people find the tools and all of that. And I think that that's a differentiator for me. But another piece is that, I think of True North Business Management as like full service soup to nuts business management. So I started my career as an executive assistant. So I did a lot of the back office behind the scenes support work to help the executive run their department, right? And then I started doing more of the project management work and less of the more day-to-day administrative work. Then I started doing consulting work where I would sit with people and make recommendations. What I found was, as I sat with people to make recommendations, it would be like, great, thanks, awesome. They'd go their merry way, but they wouldn't know how to implement the stuff that I recommended that they do.
Right.
And so I decided that I would have people in-house who could then implement those things that I recommended so that I could continue to be in an advisory and consultative kind of role and also oversee the implementation of this stuff so that the client can get that full range of services. And they don't have to run out there and find somebody else to do it or figure out how to do it themselves. It's completely out of that mix.
Interesting. So obviously, so just so our audience knows, because we have a pretty vast audience, but you're based in Massachusetts, but do you do virtual stuff as well?
I do. I have clients locally that I can meet with in person, and I also have remote client relationships. So I do both.
Awesome.
So it is possible. possible. Yeah, yeah. And, you know, what with Zoom video conferencing, and I use various screen sharing applications and things of that nature, so that that whole, like, sitting by somebody's side is, well, that's great. And you know, a lot of instances, you can't really replace that, having somebody physically in your room with you. I mean, I have clients who've hired me to do that. Like, my physical presence reminds them that they are now supposed to be working on these things. So so that's also part of it. But, yeah, I work with people locally and around the country.
Right. No, that's awesome. I absolutely love that, because we have a huge audience in California, Chicago, Miami, New York. So it's good. It's good that people can know that on the line. Really cool. Okay, so we're going to do game time, where I'm just going to ask you a few fun questions so people can get to know you a little better. Yeah. So let's start. So first question, what is something you do in your daily routine that you can't go a day without?
I do a daily brain dump, otherwise known, or more a fancy way of morning pages. Some people might be familiar with The Artist's Way by Julia Cameron. And she has this thing called morning pages, which is every morning you get up and you do a brain dump, 3 pages, handwritten in a notebook. And it doesn't have to make any sense. You just keep writing until you're done with your 3 pages. And I find if I don't do that, and it's not planning, it's not like creative writing, although sometimes it is. But that's not the point of the exercise. It's just to, like, literally get all the junk that, and then I can begin my day.
Interesting. So it's almost like emptying the trash, right?
Yep. I have found, like, if I don't do that, it's really, you gave me that question ahead of time, and I was kind of thinking about trying to come up with some sort of thing that's more applicable to, like, elevate me, but no. This is really the thing that keeps me sane. I've been doing it.
So can you give an example of, like, something you write?
You know, it varies. It depends on, because sometimes really it is just a, like, here's what happened yesterday. Sometimes it's like, here's what I got to do today. And other times it's like, I am so mad at this person, and I just, like, process that. And then sometimes it's just like, I can't think of a thing to write, and the point is to keep writing. So you want to put 3 pages down. So sometimes you just write, I don't know what to write. I'm going to keep writing these 3 pages, and when is this going to end? And then eventually, you know, maybe you come back around to it, and sometimes that's kind of what you do for the rest of the 3 pages.
I love it. That's so fascinating. I might try that myself.
Yeah. So that's Julia Cameron in The Artist's Way, and she, this morning pages is one of the, it's a 12-week program to, like, tap into your inner artist, right? And that's what The Artist's Way is, and she has these different things that she suggests people do throughout the 12 weeks. Morning pages is something that she asks you to do every day throughout the 12 weeks. So that's the one thing that I continued doing after I think I've been doing this for 15 years.
No, that's awesome. I love it. That's so different. Really cool. I'm really going to try that, I think, one morning. I'm just going to be like, I don't know what to write until I have, like, a non-brain fart, and then I'll see. I'll see where it takes me.
Yeah.
I love it. So if you could pick one song to play during the day at work that is a must-have for you, what would you pick and why?
And, you know, here's where I get lame, because I also thought, oh, there are, like, songs that would define me. I cannot work with music. I do go to a co-working space, and, you know, so it's not like I need to work in complete silence, but I get distracted by the lyrics.
Really? No, but even, like, if you could choose, like, any background music, like, just something that helps you, you know, motivates you to work. Is there anything that you usually listen to, or?
You know, there really isn't. I have, you know, there's maybe some of that, like, new age kind of background sound stuff that I can handle. But for the most part, when I work, I can't have the lyrics that makes me. I went to a reading by authors, and people have asked this question. This guy plays music while he writes novels. And I have no idea how he does that, but he does. And he plays the same record over and over again. Not the same song, but the same. And I think something probably about that kind of becomes just background noise.
Interesting.
For that place, I just hear it and I kind of follow the the lyrics and I don't pay attention to what it is I'm doing. I get really deeply focused in the work that I when I'm doing it.
No, that's so interesting. I mean, hey, to each their own, right? Everybody has their own way of accomplishing things, so.
Exactly.
So when it comes to dress attire, because you do work with businesses, what do you recommend people should wear to meetings? Because I notice more and more now people wear jeans and people get a little more casual, especially in the entrepreneurial world. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I think, it's one of those things about knowing who it is you go into business.
Right.
And you want to be appropriate to the situation. I don't think that a suit or formal attire is always called for, because there is going to be a time when you are overdressed. And however, there's the old adage, I don't remember who said it, but there's that old adage of dress for the job you want, not the one you have.
Oh, I like that.
And so that's career advice. But it's also good for in the business world, like to dress for the client you want. So what that means is you always want to be like a little step above what everyone else is doing. So if everyone's wearing jeans and button-down shirts and no ties and no jackets, this is for men. But women, like if everyone's wearing, same thing. If all the women, if everybody in the team is wearing jeans and pullover sweaters or whatever, and you show up with a pair of, dress pants and a jacket, but not a suit, that's gonna set you apart and make you look professional and polished as opposed to one of the people in the room. You wanna look the part.
I love that. It's almost kind of like the law of attraction, like attract what you want, right?
That's it. And it projects the image of, being competent and having put in the effort to look good and not just pull something out of the closet that you would have worn anyway.
No, great answer, Sarah. That was awesome. That was really inspiring.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah.
So, of course, I do want to also talk about how you have your own little segment of a show, which is so fun, which is called Ideas to Done. So can you tell our audience a little bit about that and when they can tune in?
Yeah, so Ideas to Done is actually it came from something that I used to do a few years ago called Office Hours. And the idea was I would jump on onto Zoom, and I would just have myself available to people in my community who had questions about a particular topic. I would talk about a topic in case nobody showed up and nobody had questions. I would offer something, and then people could ask questions about something business related that was on their mind. And then when I reintroduced this, I thought it would be cool to talk to other people about how they get things done. So instead of me telling you how I get things done, I want to know how you get things done. And we can have a conversation about places where we might connect in the same places, or perhaps, obviously there's always something to learn. So these, up until in 2018, this is 2018, last year, in 2017, I started them up again, these Ideas to Done video calls on Zoom. And I was doing them every other week, but for 2018, I'm going to change that to just to monthly. And I forget where I landed on the schedule. I think it's like the fourth Thursday, Friday, or the third Friday. I forget my own schedule. I'm sorry, I don't know if there's like a little background noise here. We've got like some work going on in my basement right underneath me.
Don't even worry. Honestly, my dog sits on all my shows. So like she's tiptoeing around too. So I apologize for that as well.
There's just like some banging. There's some banging pipes. Anyway, so I'm doing these monthly video calls where I invite, you know, some of my favorite people in business, and we talk about how we get from idea to done. And so most of these folks are like productivity people, or they're just folks that I really admire who have a lot going on, and I'm like, okay, how do you do that? And we have really great conversations about this. You were on.
Yeah.
Recently, Becky. And that was awesome. We talked about how you publish a magazine and what goes into that. So that was a great conversation. And so there are Fridays, noon, Eastern, whichever. And to get more information, you can go onto my website. And that's truenorthbusinessmanagement.com/events. Or if you just go to my homepage, you can click on, you know, the events on the menu and find out more. And they're free to join. You just get the Zoom link and jump on there when they're held. And there's Q&A at the end. You're basically listening in to a conversation, and then there's Q&A at the end, and people can ask questions and get advice or share their own experience. So it's been fun.
I mean, it was a really fun time. I was really excited to be on, too. So thank you for that opportunity. It's a great concept to everyone that's listening. It's because everybody has their own way that they do things, you know? Mm-hmm. That's what I find so fascinating about it.
Yep. And the archive is on the website as well, of course. So people can find our conversation on there and take a look. And then, of course, they live on the YouTube channel, so they're out there on my True North Business Management YouTube channel as well.
I love it. So tell everybody how they can follow you on social media and get in touch with you for any inquiries.
Yeah, so I am on Twitter at Sarah Martin Hawk, because that's my name, Sarah Martin Hawkins. And you can find True North Business Management online at truenorthbusinessmanagement.com. That's my website. And I'm also on Facebook, True North Business Management Facebook page. And I do have an Ideas to Done group as well. And so folks are welcome to just search for Ideas to Done and join my Facebook group.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Sarah. This was so fun.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Of course. And everybody,
Happy New Year.
Yeah, right? Happy New Year. I can't believe it's already the first week of January. This year is just flying already. It's awesome. Big things ahead for Ideas to Done. So everybody definitely needs to check that out. And truenorthbusinessmanagement.com is your website, right, Sarah, you said?
That's it.
Awesome. Great. So everybody stay up to date with Sarah. Feel free to reach out to her for any inquiries. She's awesome. And I want to thank you all for tuning in to Ideas to Done on Next On Scene today. And stay tuned for who's next on scene. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in to Next On Scene. Our next guest is David Sutera. We are going to be learning about all things weddings, Valentine's Day, DIY, all the things you should know for 2018 when it comes to events. David is your guy. Stay tuned, and we'll be back with David. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next On Scene. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us at getseen@jzsocialenterprises.com. Get social with us at JZ Social Enterprises on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? Don't forget, we want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next On Scene.